listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations. Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick Schaefer.
I never know what your subject matter is going to be, but I'm glad that you recognize that Give Me Some Lovin' by Spencer Davis Group is one of the greatest songs of all time.
It is, Rick. I was listening the other day. I said, Roger. Oh, there's that feedback again. Wait, that's right, Roger. Is that what you were saying? He's got a – when you're not talking, Rick,
you mute yourself. You just mute yourself. Turn your button off.
When I'm talking, you mute, and when you talk –
You jump in anytime you want.
But, yeah, Rick, the other day I was listening to that song, and I called Roger. I said, Roger, man, this song is really – I'm really loving this song, and Roger's got it in the system. And it's Steve Winwood, right? We just talked about it. It's his birthday today. Yeah. And so, yes, Rick, you know good music when you hear it.
Well, I can say this. As soon as the first note plays, your body starts moving. it cannot help it. You can't help it. It is absolutely, there you go.
It is. It's such a
what is your body doing right now, Rick?
Yeah, I'm dancing in my chair.
Nice. It is a great lick, as they say.
It's what?
A great lick. Great lick. Yeah. By the way, and then it goes to the organ. And the Blues Brothers covered this for... the Blues Brothers movie. They covered it.
That sounds like Blues Brothers.
They were good too, but not as good as this.
No, not as good as that. That's right. A major traffic backup, mile marker 122 eastbound on I-30. Looks like a wreck, and the backup is going back for several miles to the west. This is from Marty in Jonesboro. So proud you guys are number one. The main thing I like is that there are no politics. I need to get away from that from my brain for a few hours a day. There are a lot of stations up here in northeast Arkansas I can listen to by listening to you guys every day from 6 to 10.
Thank you.
And he listens every morning. That's Marty.
Thank you, Marty. No,
yeah, Rick,
we need it, Marty.
Say thanks to you. We got great ratings back, and we're it's hard to get number one these days. Same thing with you and Randy. It's not easy to get to number one because music stations are very popular, and they're tough to compete, and we talk – you know, we talk 4 hours a day. You guys talk 3. And so we got a good book back, and we're very, very appreciative and thankful for it.
How did we do? Did we do okay?
I think you guys got second, I think.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I think you had a good – you and Randy have been pretty consistent for
– Hey, if we're the second seed, you know, and we can go to another regional and maybe beat the number one seed, that's what we'd like to do.
Well, the difference for you between you, Rick, is that you play for both teams. That you help us get to number one. Too.
30 minutes. You know, that's 30 minutes a week, and that's not the fact.
No,
that
you
guys
are 30 big minutes. That short.
It's 30 big minutes, my friend.
It's very well. It's appreciated.
All right, got a lot to talk about. Baseball.
Hit that button, Rick.
Baseball and softball. So the Razorbacks in softball, number 5 seed. Pretty darn impressive. 7 of the top 10 seeds for the NCAA tournament are SEC teams. They're back at Bogle again. This team seems like they're built a little different. They'll play Fordham at 4:30, and just keep our fingers crossed this could be the year for Coach Dyfel.
Definitely could be. And when you look at I think Duke is the 12th seed.
Yeah.
If Arkansas can win this regional, they're not going to have to host Oklahoma
or somebody like that.
Yeah. So you got to win the regional first. But if they can win the regional, this could be the year that they actually make the College World Series. Now – yeah, and then you get there. Of course, you got to get there first, and then when you get there, it's like, oh, this is great. Well, then it's going to get really tough because Oklahoma and Texas and Alabama will probably all be there too. But the SEC, just as it is in every sport, is loaded in softball. It's loaded in baseball. The difference is, in baseball, UCLA is so good, and Georgia Tech and North Carolina have been so good that as the SEC teams beat each other, they fall a little bit in the rankings. But once you get into the regionals, like, for instance, I think Auburn this year, I look at the Baseball America poll, and I know the USA Today poll is one that a lot of people look at too. But, for instance, Texas, I guess they lost 2 out of 3 this weekend, so they've dropped from 3 to 6. Well, they're still as good as anybody else. And Arkansas jumped to 14 in USA Today. They jumped to 10 in Baseball America.
Yeah, how about that?
And I'm looking at I don't know where this came from. We all know about Joe Lunardi in basketball bracketology. And by the way, in his first one, Arkansas is a 2 seed for next year.
Yeah.
But anyway, we all know about that. I saw a bracketology for college baseball, and it did have Arkansas as the 15th seed hosting a regional. So I don't know if Arkansas is better off hosting a regional, which anytime you can play at Bob Walker Stadium, you want to, and the Hogs are tough there. But it might be better if you're going to get to Omaha to be a number two somewhere where if you win, wherever you go next isn't as tough as, because if you're 15, you're going to have to go to the number two seed,
right,
and that's not going to be an easy draw.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I can remember when we all talked about this. What was it, a month ago? What was it, Roger? 2 months ago?
Easy,
when
everybody
was like, well, this is not the team. They're not going to be there. You know, it was that back-to-back series loss to Auburn and somebody else. I can't remember what it was. This team just doesn't have it. And I think we all just said, hey, let's wait a minute. Maybe instead of always winning 42 games going into the tournament, that maybe we have to struggle. Maybe we hit our stride a little bit later. And so as much as you hate to lose that third game, it's the bottom line is you're winning series. And I think if they go to Kentucky and win two and maybe get one win in Hoover, you know, maybe two, that they again, this team, they're streaky. If they can get the good pitching and get the good hitting, I don't know. I'm not ruling this team out of making a run.
Well, for instance, okay, you could say Oklahoma's pitching isn't the best, and maybe Arkansas's pitching isn't the best. The ball was flying out of Bob Walker this weekend.
Right.
I mean, both teams were just crushing it. Arkansas had an 8-run inning. Oklahoma had a 7-run inning. And I was fortunate enough to go the first day, and Arkansas had 4 home runs, and they're just crushing it. And so the thing about it is, yes, the first day of any regional, you're going to see a good pitcher. After that, you're probably not going to see pitching as good as the numbers 2 and 3 in the SEC are. Mm-hmm. And Arkansas's pitching, which after Dietz hasn't been consistently good, maybe it's better against teams that haven't seen their pitchers all year. So that's the thing. You get into a regional, you never know. You got to play good defense. That's one thing Arkansas has been great at times and not so great at times. But if you play great defense and your pitching's decent, if you can crush the ball like Arkansas is crushing it right now, you got a chance.
In addition to softball and baseball, of course, you've got other programs like the Little Rock Trojans, who you know had a nice run, took it to LSU, almost knocked them off last year, and UAPB, I think, has got a great program. Arkansas State, so we got some other programs. Just like it was in what was it, Roger? What sport am I thinking? It was golf. All four of those golf teams, so those men's golf teams, are going to the NCAA. Arkansas State, Little Rock Trojans, and UAPB are playing in the NCAA tournament. I know the women are playing right now, Rick, and they're second or third, I think, after first round yesterday. Just a fun time. Of course, you got track and field going on too, so it's a fun time. And of course, you got Major League Baseball as well early in the season. I did want to ask you, speaking of, it's the birthday of Yogi Berra. And I know, Rick, you have seen the documentary on Yogi that came out, last year? I know we had to brought that up with you.
Yeah, oh, it was great.
Yeah, would you say, you know, Roger and I were talking, I'm not sure if he's not, I guarantee he's one of the most underrated players that you don't hear people talk about being great, because it's usually him either making fun of how silly the sayings he used to have. But he was one of the greats of all times. You look at his numbers back it up, and his teammates said the same.
The reason the documentary Yogi was made was because at an All-Star game several years ago, and Yogi was still alive, his granddaughter and he were watching, and they said they brought out the 4 greatest living players.
Yep.
And I think it was Johnny Bench, obviously Willie Mays and Henry Aaron, and I can't remember who the 4th guy was. And his grandmother turned to him and his granddaughter turned to him and said, "Don't you think you should be among those?" And when you compare numbers, his numbers were as good as all of them.
Maybe better than any of them.
Well, and he played in more World Series than anybody in history, and played on more World Champions than anybody in history, because he kind of overlapped he came in at kind of the end of the dynasty in the 40s. He played all through the 50s and played into the 60s. And so, his numbers are just absolutely astronomical. And he was a funny guy. And yes, the cartoon Yogi Bear was kind of in image of Yogi Berra, because Yogi Berra was a funny guy. But he also, how about this? He was at D-Day, and he was on one of those boats bringing soldiers in.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this story. He got wounded, but he wouldn't let them announced that he was wounded, and he wouldn't accept the Purple Heart because he didn't want his wife at home to be worried about him. And so he didn't even take the recognition that you got from being wounded in battle. Just kind of a quiet guy, and did everything right, And so grew up in an Italian community in St. Louis, along with Joe Garagiola.
How crazy is that? Yeah,
Oh, yeah. So just a great story, and probably as underrated. If a Hall of Fame baseball player can be underrated, he is vastly underrated.
And I think a 15-time All-Star. And then, of course, he became a manager. They didn't give him – his chain was short. But anyway, his birthday is today. I'm so glad, Roger, that Greg Hatcher said you got to see this movie. Yeah. It's powerful. I remember getting emotional at the end of it. It's just really some good stuff. 661-1037 is the number. Got Rick Schaefer here. Thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Appreciate them, the meat people, and Bradford Marine. Rick, what are you doing for the summer? What is Rick Schaefer? Do you have any trip planned for the summer? I know it's tough with all your dogs to take trips.
Well, we're down to a couple because we've lost a couple in the last few months. But, okay, so a week from Friday, I'm going to Baltimore for a week.
Or baseball.
And so there'll be a two weeks from today. I'll be talking to you from up there.
Okay.
And my wife's not making that trip. It looks like we're going to put our house on the market and move into another house.
Oh.
So that's a summer project.
Yes, it is.
And we take our grandkids to Florida for a week in June. And that's about it for now. But I just enjoy being here. Northwest Arkansas is great in the summer. And quiet times are wonderful times.
One of the things that we always started doing five years ago, Roger, we started doing the Summer of Adventure, where we would just try things that we haven't done before, and skydiving. We did that the first year, and different types of fishing, and we've gone to pro baseball games. We're going to see if we can pull off a NASCAR race during the summer. It'll be hot, but we're going to see if we can pull that off.
We'll wear shorts.
So that's...
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's one of our things. I did want to mention one other birthday, because you know music so well. Burt Bacharach, who died 2023. Are you familiar with all the songs that he was a part of?
Not all of them, but Rain Keeps Falling on My Head, and from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
That's it.
Certainly, but yeah, he wrote a lot of songs that went with movies.
What the World Needs Now.
Oh, yeah.
Say a Little
Jackie
Prayer.
Jackie DeShannon. Yeah.
That's What Friends Are For. Arthur's Theme. Yeah, he. I think he probably composed, Roger, a lot more than he ended up singing himself. I mean, I think he's known as a writer a lot more than a singer. Wouldn't you say? What's her name?
Dionne Warwick.
Yeah. He was such a big. Of course, he had a cool name, Burt Bacharach. You know.
Yeah.
Wasn't
he
married
to
Angie Dickinson?
He was.
Is that? I don't know why I think that.
Really, was he? I don't know that.
And last but not least...
How come she wasn't Angie Bacharach?
You know how they do, yeah.
Rick, what is your prediction, before we let you go, got a couple of minutes here, what is your prediction on what will happen with the tennis program? They met with the Hunter, I guess it was yesterday. What do you think will end up happening?
That's an interesting question. I'm reading a story, even as we're speaking, and I've stopped reading while we're talking, obviously.
The Democrat?
No, okay. On Sports Illustrated's website, okay, on why colleges are cutting their tennis programs. And Arkansas is the lead of it, that Arkansas is the only SEC team. We're now the only SEC school without a women's program, and one of two without men's. Vanderbilt's never had men's. And how the Intercollegiate Tennis Association is alarmed at this. Since Arkansas has dropped its program, St. Louis, Illinois State, North Dakota, and Gardner-Webb have dropped
tennis programs. All smaller schools.
All smaller schools.
Right.
So what's going to happen? I don't know. Here, I don't know if only because there are people in the department. I think Hunter Yurecek has truly embraced being a Razorback. That's my opinion, and you can share it or not. I think he's truly embraced it. And I think he loves being at the University of Arkansas. That doesn't mean he's aware of all the history of the university.
Yeah.
And here's where somebody maybe should have guided him a little bit.
Yeah.
And I may have shared this on your program before. The tennis program, the facility is named after George Billingsley.
Yeah, you did. You talked about that last week. Yeah, you did.
George and Sam Walton were best friends.
Yeah.
If you're ever looking to get money from Jim or Rob, who are enormously wealthy, George Billingsley was their dad's one of his best friends.
Yeah.
And you're doing away with that program. That might have been the time to go and not ask for $1 billion, but go and say, guys, Our tennis program is in jeopardy. It's going to take $10 million to make sure we can, or say $20 million, to make sure we can compete in tennis for the next 10 years. Could you help us? That's a drop in the bucket.
It is a drop in the bucket to them.
Yeah.
It is.
So that's maybe where they missed the mark. Now, I do understand some people have raised some money.
Yeah, $5 million.
And have gone to Hunter. But that's 2 years, and are you just going to buy 2 years? But here's the dilemma. As the Sports Illustrated article points out, because the $20.5 million that is supposed to be allotted to your athletes is being exceeded by all these schools.
Correct.
Give money to tennis when, if you don't win at football, you know, Sports Illustrated also had a long article about Louisville. Louisville is losing money like crazy, but they are spending money like crazy. They're trying to keep their football program up, and they have loaded up in the transfer portal in basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're getting the money. They've borrowed some, and they may be looking for other ways to make money, but that's the dilemma everybody's facing. My thought was, if any sports ever win at Arkansas, that'd be it, because you can't cut golf because they play at John Tyson's golf course.
Yep.
You can't cut any of the track sports because the Tyson family is heavily involved in that, and they're still alive. Mm. And you're not going to cut football, basketball, or baseball. So that was the likely cut. Will it be returned? I don't know. I really don't know.
Interesting, according to the Democrat Gazette today, that when they started talking about this a month before they announced it, one of the answers was to drop tennis and still pursue revenue-generating opportunities for the Billingsley Tennis Center. So they were gonna. The plan was, we'll go ahead and get rid of tennis, but we use the tennis center just to make money for the rest of the sports. When the tennis community came and said, "Listen, other schools are using this to raise money for their tennis facility, for their tennis program." So anyway, interesting stuff. So
and I don't know what's going to happen, but this is only the beginning. And the story also pointed out the tennis program budget's about $2.5 million.
Right.
They're paying Sam Pittman about $6 million not to coach.
I know, isn't that crazy? Great point. It's ridiculous. It's just the darn football side of this thing is so out of whack. We're paying kids that don't deserve to be getting paid $100,000 a year to be a backup, you know, third string tackle or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just silly. It's silly. Anyway, Rick, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. Thanks to Bradford Marine and Edwards Food Giant. Appreciate all your words of wisdom. And
thanks for being helping us.
Thanks for being on the number one team in the mornings.
Anything I can do, I'm happy to do.
All right, Rick. Thanks, buddy.
Rick.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. You too.